there. Welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. I am your host. You're listening to episode number 65. It's just you and me, kid. I got a topic on my heart. And I wonder if it's something that you really need to hear. Or maybe it's something that you'll just cheer me on because you already 100% agree with me on the subject. There's a chance that this is going to be a really painful episode to listen to. I just want to let you know that up front. So, I'm a content marketing coach. I'm a content marketer. Content marketing attracts and serves a community of people when it is done well. What is content marketing to me? It's blogging, podcasting, videos, social media, email marketing, streaming, speaking. It's telling stories, providing information, teaching people how to do things, interviewing enthusiasts and experts, sharing expertise. We're talking about written word, audio, podcasts, like what you're listening to right now, videos, graphics that teach. It's all content marketing. Content marketing done well attracts and serves a community of people. Content marketing done not well, it doesn't do much at all. I can teach you how to content market, but you have to come to the party with something to say. And there's this common thread among entrepreneurs who I see struggle. They don't gain a foothold in business. They don't build a community. It comes down to they have nothing to say. I can teach you content marketing. Heck, thousands of coaches out there can teach you content marketing. They can sell you content marketing training, content marketing planners, content marketing schedules. They can sell you content. I am a private label rights content creator. I sell private label rights content. So you can literally come and buy content from me to publish. And I want you to do that. But only if you already have something you want to say. You've got to have something to say. If you don't, what are you doing here? You can learn content marketing from me. If you work with me, like if you're part of one of my challenges or my mastermind, or you're coaching with me, you're going to be motivated, you're going to be encouraged, you're going to be walked step through step. And it's not going to be enough if you don't come with something to say. You have to want to lead and serve. Passivity is not a trait that serves you or your community well. The good news is, I believe anyone feeling drawn to content marketing has a seed of leadership inside. You may not feel like a leader today. I remember when I didn't feel like a leader, but trust me, the seed is there or you wouldn't be here. I encourage you to lean into a sense of leadership, starting with personal leadership, being a leader of your own life, taking charge, making decisions, creating more of what you want in the world, and then how can you lead others? Lead and serve. As you work on your business, you've got to work on yourself. You'll never regret time or money that you've given to self-development and leadership training, I promise you. When you see yourself as a leader, when you embrace your role of leadership in a community, You will have something to say. And if you're struggling, it might be related to your unwillingness to embrace that leadership role. If you're coming into content marketing with a passive presence, you're not going to draw a community to you. You've got to be devoted to building your own body of experience. Being an echo of others can only take you so far. It's when you get your hands dirty through actual implementation that you have a unique perspective to share. I learned from other people. Lots of other people have taught me about content marketing over the years. I do not simply repeat what they told me. In fact, I repeat very little of what they told me because the world is so different today than when I was first getting started as a content marketer. We didn't even have blogs back then, guys. Wow, such a different world. You're learning from others. If you're just repeating what you say, what they've said, that's not compelling. But when you actually implement what you've been taught, gaining the experience of it, feeling what it's like to step through it, you start to get a perspective on it. Like, hey, I was taught to do this, but it didn't really work that well for me. And so I tried that, and that worked better. Like, that's a personal experience. It gives you a perspective. If you're thinking right now, I'm a big old echo. All I do is say what other people taught me. Well, snap out of it and start getting something done. Implement something, for heaven's sakes. How do you do that? How do you get started? What experience do you value in others in your niche? What makes someone noteworthy and respected from your perspective? What have they done or what are they doing that causes that feeling of respect and admiration in you? How can you involve yourself in similar experiences? If you want to coach and teach now. Offer yourself up to others. Be creative about it. I have a training called 10 Testimonials, and it gives you a solid plan to gain experience in whatever it is you'd like to build expertise for. Suggesting that you might even do it for free. If you want to do something and you go do it for 10 different people, whether you did it for free or 10 bucks, doesn't matter. All of the experience you're going to gain, all of the opinions you're going to develop, priceless, utterly priceless. You've got to be devoted to building your own body of experience. ASAP, no excuses. You do not want me to teach you search engine optimization. My understanding of search engine optimization is small and I suspect constantly out of date because the industry changes so much. I can echo what I've heard, but I don't have enough experience with it today to have any confidence that what I'm sharing has value. How many of you are actually an echo right now feeling the same way. Like, I've never done it, I've just heard it. That's not valuable. Stop it. Stop being an echo. Build your own experience. Develop your own perspectives. Get your hands dirty. Come on now. In order to have something to say, you've got to have an opinion. Being opinionated is part of content marketing. When there are a dozen different ways to get something done, people want to hear what your choice is. That's an opinion. Now, this whole podcast episode is one great big opinion. I mean, some of you might be sitting there spitting nails at me. You would disagree. That would be okay. I actually like it when people disagree with me because it means, hey, at least I took a stand. But not all opinions are risky opinions. There are, I don't even know how many email marketing services out there. I mean, I could list a dozen off the top of my head, but that's just, you know, like maybe, I don't even know. There's 100 different email marketing services out there. Is there 200 different email marketing services out there? Why do I choose ActiveCampaign? When I share that choice, I'm giving my opinion of what I like about it. That's an important part of content marketing. I could buy one of a few hundred different keyboards. Why did I choose this one? That's an opinion. That's a perspective. That's experience. You've got to have an opinion. Some opinions are risky, though. Taking a stand on something invites disagreement. But don't let that stop you. Leaders have opinions. Leaders lead from a point of view. Having an opinion about what you're publishing is what makes content flow. If you lack opinion, you don't have anything to say, you sit down at the computer and you just go, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what to do. You're not writing emails. You're not writing blog posts. You're not recording podcasts. You're not making videos. You're not sharing on social media. When you have an opinion, when you own a leadership role, when you desire to lead and serve a community, it makes content flow. This is especially important when we talk about using pre-written private label rights content. I love PLR, you guys. You know I do. But you can't just buy it, slap your logo on it, and publish it and pretend like you just did something that matters. Now I'm expressing an opinion right now because I know that there are people who will just flat out disagree with me, but I don't care that they disagree with me. This is my perspective. If you're going to buy PLR and just slap your logo and publish it, good luck. If you've been doing that and you're not getting results, you just figured out why. Because you didn't come to it with something to say. You didn't bring your leadership to it. You didn't bring your body of experience to it. You tried to click an easy button and get results that just aren't available to you. PLR is fantastic, but only when you bring your body of experience to it, when you bring your opinion to it, when you have an opinion. Ooh, baby. PLR becomes magical because you open up the PLR package, you buy a PLR package from Coach Glue or White Label Perks, and you scan through and you go, oh, I don't agree with that. I'll change that. Oh, I don't want to include that. I'll take that out. Oh, here's a perfect place to add my opinion. Oh, I have a story to tell here. Oh, I have some experience to add in here. PLR is a power tool in the hands of somebody who embraces their leadership and has a freaking opinion. It is pointless nonsense in the hands of someone with none of that. I feel like biting my fingernails right now, I swear to God, because I know I'm pissing some people off. Being opinionated is part of content marketing. It is what makes content flow. It is what makes implementing PLR easy. If you look at some PLR you've bought and you don't know how you'd like to edit, that's a problem. It's a sign it's a bad sign that you don't know what you'd like to keep, remove, edit, add. It's a sign that you don't know what you want to say. When you don't know what you want to say, why would anybody ever want to hear from you? I'm beating you up right now. I'm beating some of you up. Some of you are just going, hell yeah. I'm with you, Kelly. Keep on saying what you're saying. I know this is true. But some of you are sitting there feeling puny and bruised because you're like, oh, damn, this is me. I'm struggling to create content. I've been too passive. I don't embrace leadership. I'm not getting my hands dirty to actually do this stuff that I'm trying to then share with others. So what? So now what? So I've diagnosed the issue. Now what? You've got to tune into your voice. You've got to tap into your vision for the community you want to serve. If you don't have one, it's time to get one. I think if someone is just come to a full dead stop about this, they look at the stuff and they just cannot find an opinion. They cannot find a leadership seed inside of them. They do not know what they want to say, what they want to create more of in the world. There's like some steps back I would encourage them to take. You know, for one, would be to go back and really take a look at your personal values. What drives you? What calls your name? What do you have opinions about? Everyone has opinions about something. Maybe you've started a business you just don't give a damn about. So stepping back to figuring out what are my values and have I made choices in business based on those values and make some fresh choices. If you're clear on your values, but you're still struggling with a direction in your business, then maybe your brand is off. Maybe something just doesn't fit you. And so you can't find that authentic voice. Alexa, stop. Maybe you need to re-explore your brand. Let's wrap up with let's do a little thing together. I want you to close your eyes and take just like 3 deep breaths. Move a little bit. Stretch your arms up. Just if you've gotten really still, just stretch. Take another deep breath. Shake your hands. Give us some spirit fingers. Think about the community you want to attract and serve. Envision somebody that's part of that community. What do you want for them? What do you want to protect them from? What do you want to make possible for them? What do you want to say? Now, journal. Write it all down. Everything that comes to mind, spill it. Suspend self-criticism. Suspend doubt. Just really trust yourself and blast it all out onto some paper or onto the screen. This is what I want for my people. This is how I want to protect my people. This is what I want to give my people. This is what I want to say to my people. This is a powerful exercise. And now what? And now what? I'm going to come back in the next episode and share some more thoughts on this. Have fun journaling. Thanks for spending this time with me today.